Okay, everybody, today's daf is Pesach and daf Tzadi Beis, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the 8th parak and starting the 9th parak on Amud Beis, which we'll talk about Pesach Sheni at length. But here we have the last mission already on Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis in the 8th parak, and again, we had just talked about an onein Rachman Tzlan, if someone loses a relative, so we had talked about the Din Daraisa. That he's an onein on the day of the Misa, but at nightfall, again, simplifying things, at nightfall he is no longer an onein midaraisa, he's an onein midarabanan, if the body has not been buried yet. So, the Mishnah here says that an onein tovel velcho es pischo le'erev, and an onein can go to the mikvah and eat his korban pesach at nighttime, avalo bekachim, but he's not allowed to eat kachim, right? Meaning we're going to allow the onein to eat korban pesach. We're going to push off the din derabanan of being an onein at night after the misa and allow him to go eat the korban pesach. Right, just to read Rashi to clarify. V'afal pisha dain lo nikvar, even if the body is not been buried yet. Right, de'ein aninus min haTorah ela b'yom, because the only din of being an onein is not allowed to eat kachim, etc. Meiser sheni, etc. V'chule. But that's during the daytime. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, "Hein hayom ikriu v'ani onein v'chalti chatas hayom." Right, that's a pasuk by Aaron. We quoted a couple of blad ago. So that's hayom yom iser. Right, laila mutter. Right, and the at nighttime he is no longer an onein midaraisa. He's an onein midarabanan, and therefore Chazal waived that onein status, so that you could fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of eating korban pesach. Right, again, if you don't do korban pesach, you're chayv kares. So, right, Chazal didn't want to get in the way of that in this situation. We're going to see a couple of cases at the end of today's daf, or end of the amud rather, that where Chazal still insisted on their dinim d'rabanan, even in the face of potential kares implications. Now the Gemara just explains. And the Gemara, that Rashi just, if you continue in Rashi with me just for a second, what does he need to do tefillah? What does he have to go to the mikvah for? Right, if the body hasn't been buried yet. So tefillah boi, vizu achas me'asara ma'alos de chomer bakodesh, the tzrichin tefillah la kodesh mishum shenasru ad akshon bekodshin. So tzrichu rabbanan tefillah, again, Chazal basically, the tefillah here is not because he became tamei. Chazal simply required a tefillah because during the day he was not allowed to eat kachim, and then when he became able to eat kachim, so Chazal were metakin a tefillah, but it's not because he's actually become tamei. As Rashi pointed out, the body has not even been buried yet. Okay, so that's, again, the Mishnah says that an onein can go to the mikvah and eat korban pesach at night if Rachman Tzlan and relative pass away on Erev Pesach, but he can't eat another kachem, meaning he can't eat the korban chagiga of the 14th, he can't eat the korban chagiga of the 15th, right? He's not, it's only korban, the stipulation is only for korban pesach. Hashomea al meso, let's say someone heard Rachman Tzlan that someone, that the relative passed away, right? If you look at Rashi, again, he clarifies that Yom Shmua have onein derabanan. Again, the person passed away before, but this you only hear about it on some days later. So that's an aninus derabanan, and who malaket lo atzamos, or someone who is literally means gathering bones, but it means someone who is moving a mace. Rashi quotes Ovid v'imo, is his father or his mother. Right, again, if you can imagine the case where a parent was buried in Chutz Laaretz, let's say, for example, and they want to move the body to Eretz Yisrael. So, again, same idea, that's a aninus terabanan, and tova v'ochol v'kachim, he's allowed to go to the mikvah, and then he can eat kachim that night. Right, again, this aninus terabanan is not going to override or get in the way of this the korban pesach that he has to eat. Gershin is gair erev pesach, let's say a ger finishes his gerus process in erev pesach. Beshamay omen tovil v'ochel es pischo v'erev. Beshamay says you can go to the mikvah and then eat the korban pesach at night. Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is the tvila of a ger, right? Again, a part of the conversion process is, let's say for a male, it's a bris milah, and there's also a tvila, he has to go to the mikvah. Obviously, Kabbalah's old mitzvah, so he has to accept the mitzvahs upon himself. But in terms of action, so he has to go to the mikvah. Some Rishonim understand this as the tvila of a ger. Other Rishonim understand this as, again, similar to the other cases before, an extra tvila added by the Rabbanan. Okay, but that's Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, and this we'll try to have to explain, right? Now, Porish Mina Orla Kaporesh Minakever, that someone who takes off the orla, the foreskin, it's as if a person is leaving a grave, meaning he is tame, it's as if he's tame mace, and therefore right, he needs the 3 days and the 7 days, they're sprinkling on the third day and the seventh day, right, yes, to, as Rashi says, Tzarech Hazosh, Lishi Yishvi, he needs to have the sprinkling of the Paraduma on the third day and the seventh day, and only then can he be Tahor. So the Beis Hill will say that that he will not be able to eat the Karban Pesach. And we'll see that this is the Rabbanan. And we'll explain in a second. My Taima, the Gemara says, what is the reason? Now, what is the reason an Onain is allowed to eat Karban Pesach, but not allowed to eat other Kachim? Kasavra Aninus Delayla de Rabbanan. Because we're holding that Aninus at night, as we explained, after the person passed away during the day. So the Aninus of the relative is during the day, but at night, the Aninus is de Rabbanan. The Gabi Pesach, Lo Heminu Devrayim, but Makam Kares. And in terms of, again, the Chazal were not. Did not insist that people follow their tarkanos in the face of an Isser Kares, right? Not bringing the Korban Pesach, you get Kares. So Chazal, we're not going to say you have to be an Onei Midei Rabbanan because that would result in him missing the Korban Pesach and he would be Chayav Kares. But Gabi Kachim, so I mean, the Rebbe Makam Asay, right? To eat Kachim is a mitzvah's Asay, but Chazal, right, sometimes are Ma'akar, they're Oker, Dindar Isa, right, for whatever reason. Right, for holding again, they were mitaken that a person is an onei midei rabbanan, so that will stand in the face of a mitzvah's asay. Right, again, we see that there are many examples of such a scenario. Right? The obvious ones that come to mind, at least because this week is Purim and Shushan Purim for Yishalayim, people who live in the Yishalayim, Shushan Purim is Shabbos. So, well, that's not really a good example because the whole institution of Megillah is Rabbanan. But in the case of Lulav and Shofar, which we do not take the Lulav on Shabbos, we don't blow the Shofar on Shabbos. Again, those are mitzvahs d'araisa, Chazal, or Matak, and Dinam d'Rabbanan, and we do not fulfill the mitzvahs asay, right? Again, so the Gemara groups the Megillah as well with those two other cases. That's why I thought of it. But, okay, we see different cases of Chazal insisting on their dinim, right, even though there are conflicting dinim d'oraisa. Okay. Hashomeh al-Mesov, someone hears about a relative who passed away, Chas v'Shalom, so he, again, that person would be able to go to the mikveh and eat the Korban Pesach at night. And similarly, a Malakit Atzamos, someone who's moving dead bodies. The Gemara says, Malakit Atzamos, Abay Hazaz Shlishi Ushvi. What are you talking about? If you go and you move, if you move your parents' grave, so you're tummy. So the Gemara says, well, no. It's Eimah Shalikta Lo Atzamos. It's not that he's doing the actual moving, right? They moved it for him, for his parents, right, are moving from, let's say, Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, so he also has an Aninus Derabanan. Obviously, if he would actually partake in the moving of the body, so he would become Tame Meis, and could not do it. Okay. Gershon is Geyer. Again, we had that Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says you can go to the mikvah and you can eat the Korban Pesach. Beis Hillel says, no, there's a tumma that we are gozers. I don't remember. Machlokas Be'orel Nachri. Right, the machlokas here is someone who did a bris mila for a goy. Right, we're talking about a ger. Right, the Beis Hillel is already gzeir shema yitam of the shana haba, because what's Beis Hillel's reasoning? He says that maybe the year after, meaning the next year when he's a full fledged Jew, right, he'll become tami and viomar, and he will say ishtakad last year milo tevaldi vechaldi. Right, I went to the mikvah and I ate korban pesach right away. Meaning, let's say the goy on erev pesach went to the to some cemetery. Right, goyim are not subject to the dinim of tumah and tara, or tumas meis. So if a goy went to the cemetery on, let's say, erev pesach, and then erev pesach he converted, he went to the mikveh, he ate korban pesach that night. So the next year when he's a full fledged Jew, he'll be like, oh, I went to a cemetery on erev pesach, and I went to the mikveh on erev pesach, and I ate the korban pesach. So actually, so that's gonna obviously, that's terrible, right? Then he's tummy meis, and mamish, that's a big problem. You can't do that. So achshav nami etvol v'ochel. So he's going to think that he could do that as well. So v'lo yoda, he's not going to realize the ishtaka nachri hava v'lo makabel tuma. That last year, meaning the year before, he was a guy, and then he converted on erev Pesach, and then right, he's not makabel tuma when he's a guy, but when he converted, then he went to the mikvah, and everything was fine. But this year, meaning the following year, he's a full fledged Jew makabel tuma, and he's going to be tame, and that's going to be a big problem because again, he's tame and he's eating korban Pesach. Right, there's a lot of issues. Beis Shammai, what did Beis Shammai say? No, simply lo gazrinan. Right, that we're not going to make that gzeira between, you know, for a ger, that the next year he's going to realize and make a mistake. Okay, Rabbi Shammai says that's not a concern. Aval ori Yisrael, but if you're talking about a Jew who needed a bris milah, right, a Jew, again, as we said, an orel is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So if a Jew realizes all of a sudden, oh, my, I need to make myself, give myself a bris milah, the divrei kol tova v'ochel es pischo la'erev, right, everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, that he can just go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach that night. But look, as we're in Oral Yisrael, Mishum Oral Nachri, and we're not going to again make a gzera, an Oral Yisrael, going to lead you to an Oral Nachri, going to make that mistake. Right? We're not going to be, we're not going to extend, right? The maybe this will happen, right? Maybe it'll happen to a Yisrael, then it'll happen to a Goy, and they'll realize last year, okay, we're not going to extend it from an Oral Yisrael to an Oral Nachri. Tanya Mihachi also on the Rebbe says, similarly, Amr Bishum Ben Elazar, Lo Nechlu Bishamah Bizil, Al Oral Yisrael. Right, the machlokes is not by a Jew who gets a bris milah. Shetovah b'ochel es pischo la'erev, they can go to the mikvah and eat korban pesach at night. Alman nechlechu, what's the machlokes? Al orel nachri, about a ger who's converting. Shebeshamim v'rim tovah b'ochel es pischo la'erev. Right, v'esilvam v'rim ha'porish min ar, like a porish min ha'kever. Again, it's the same exact thing as we just explained. Amar Rava. Rava says, oh, now, the Gemara is now going to, as I mentioned before, the Gemara is now going to give a couple of cases where, three and three, in fact, where Chazal made a dinder abanan, and in three cases they waived the dinder abanan in the face of an iser or an asay that it gets you kares, and in three cases they did not. So, very interesting, and the Gemara really doesn't give too much of an explanation in terms of why. I guess Mestama, each one of them requires careful analysis, but for our purposes, we'll just go and explain each case. Amar Rava. Rava says the following. Orel Haza v'izemel. The case of an Orel. The case of Haza, again, sprinkling the paraduma on the third day and the seventh day. And an izevel is a knife, or to do with brismila. Hemidu divrein b'makum karis. Chazal kept their halachos, even though their halachos would result in an iser karis being violated, right? A problem with kares. But in Onen, Mitzora, and Beza Pras, Lohemi do Devrein Vimakom Kares, in those three cases, Chazal did not say you need to keep the Dindir Rabbanan, even though that's going to result in an Nishir Kares, meaning the Dindir Rabbanan was waived. Now, we're going to explain, obviously, these cases. So, what's going on over here? So, Orel, Had Arman. Orel is our case in our Mishnah, right? The guy who converts an Erev Ger that converts Erev Pesach. Right? Again, that's Beis Hillel who said that they're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, even though that would be an Iser Kares, because we're concerned that next year he'll make that mistake and think that he was Tamei last year and he went to the mikvah, therefore he's Tamei this year and he'll go to the mikvah. Right? That's exactly what we said in the Mishnah. That's a dindur abanan, right? But even though the guy, right, won't fulfill the Korban Pesach, and it'll be chayiv kares. Haza, what's that talking about? So that we learned about a month ago. Haza shvus, meaning the sprinkling the paraduma on a person who is tamei, is a dindur abanan. Chazal were concerned that people will carry it al ramas shisarabim. If it ain't dochas a shabbos, but it's not dochas shabbos. Now, in the case that the guy's seventh day for sprinkling to make him tahor is Shabbos and it's Erev Pesach, so we still will not allow him to sprinkle on Shabbos, and therefore he won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach, even though not bringing the Korban Pesach is an Isser. Is an Isser. You get kares for not fulfilling the mitzvah to say to bring the Korban Pesach. What's the case of an Izemo? Well, the case of a knife to do a bris milah. So again, it's the same idea. If the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and the bris is on Shabbos, even though it's the eighth day, it's right to brismano. But still, kashem she'im avino so derech shusar abim. Well, this we already had in Masechet Shabbos. Or Erevin, maybe even. No, it must have been the end of Shabbos. Hold on, where's the. Does it say? Yeah, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed. Okay. Fine. So at the end of Masechet Shabbos. Kishem She'im Avinu So Derech Shusarabim. Just like you can't bring the knife through Shusarabim, again, because you're not allowed to carry, right? We're not going to waive that. You're allowed to do the Bris Milah, but you're not allowed to bring a knife Derech Shusarabim. So Kach Im Avinu So Derech Gagos, Derechateres, Derechapethios, you still can't bring it through those are places which are Rishus, Ayochid, Midaraisa, but we answer carrying between them, right? We had a whole discussion, rather, you know, if you remember, in the Sechus Erevin, but in the Maisa, we answer them Midrabanan, even though each one of those are Rishus, Ayochids, they're different Rishios, so we answer them Midrabanan to go from one to the other, but you're not going to let them, we're not allowed to bring the knife, even though you need that to do the bris milah on a person's kid, on your son. And the din is that a father who does not circumcise his son is also prohibited from eating the korban pesach. Even though Chazal said you're not allowed to bring the knife that way, right? Even though it's going to result in an iser kares because the father now is going to miss korban pesach, right? So Chazal still kept their halachos, and we did not allow him to carry the knife. Okay, those are three cases where Chazal kept their halachos and said the person is not allowed to do whatever they were gozer, even though it would result in a failure to do the Korban Pesach, which is a Chiyuv Kares. Now we're going to bring the other three cases where Chazal waived their dinim. Onein, what about the din derabanan of Onein? Again, that's what we mentioned. Hada Amran, that's what we said in our Mishnah, that an Onein at night is din derabanan, right? An Onein derabanan, but they're still allowed to go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach. Metzora, what's the case of Metzora? So this is a little bit convoluted, so a little bit of background. Obviously, Metzora has to go outside the Machane, right? That's his punishment. He has to go outside of all three camps. If you're Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, Machane Yisrael, right? In the desert, that's what the Pesukim say. Now, in Yerushalayim, so the equivalent of the Machane Shechina is the actual Beis HaMikdash. The Machane Levia is the Har HaBayis, and the Machane Yisrael is Yerushalayim. So again, that's a Metzora has to be sent outside Yerushalayim. How does he go? How does he become Tahor? So the Metzora has to wait 7 days, and on the seventh day he goes to the mikvah, and the eighth day he brings three korbanos, an Asher, Mechatos, and a Shlomim? I think a Shlomim, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. But Lamaisa, the important part is here, that he has to go, and he has to bring some oil with it as well. And they mix the blood of the Asham and the oil, and they anoint the Metzora on his thumbs, on his big toes, and on his ear. So the question is like this. Now, the problem with that is that until the Metzora is done with all of his procedures, with all of his process, he's not Tahor, right? And he can't necessarily go into the Beis HaMikdash. And he can't even go into Har HaBayis. So the problem is, how does he get, and you can't take the oil and the blood outside because then it'll be possible through taking it out of this restricted area. So how does that work? So if you remember, we said the Shar Nicanor was not Kadosh. It wasn't made kadosh through right, the gate, meaning the gate area, right underneath the gate was not kadosh, and that was for this for this point that the Metzora, right, had, kind of sticks his hands and his ear and his thumbs, I guess, and his feet, right, kind of through or underneath the archway, and they would anoint him that way. Because a person who goes partially into the Har HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash, is not messed over. So basically there was like some area where you could stick the thumbs and the toes and the ears through. So now, with that background, let's see. Metzora Shechal Shemi, the time, we learned in the Raisa. Metzora Shechal Shemini Shalom Erev Pesach. Now, the Metzora, on the eighth day, again, that's when he does all the procedure, right? That's, he has 7 days of Tahara, right? He goes to the Mikvah on the seventh day, and then the eighth day he has all these Korbanos and this whole, is all this stuff. So on the eighth day, let's say it's Erev Pesach. And now, not only is he a Metzora trying to finish up, Vera Keri Bobayom. Now he's a Baal Keri, right, on that day. Now, a regular Baal Keri just goes to the Mikvah and he's totally fine. But a Baal Keri, meaning for, in terms of Korban Pesach issues, the problem with the Baal Keri is he's not allowed to go on Har HaBayis. Right, that's Agav nowadays for people who go on to Har HaBayis, right? If for those who do go on Har HaBayis, what do? They go to the Mikvah. Right, and then they go up onto Har HaBayis. Now, that assumes two things. First of all, that the going to the mikvah works and absolves a person of keri tuma. Okay, that is a shita, and also he's assuming that he knows where the Har HaBayis is, but that where the Beis HaMikdash is, meaning the border between the Har HaBayis and where the actual Beis HaMikdash was. Right, that's important to know, and not everybody agrees that we do know that nowadays. So that's why people are very careful not to go onto Har HaBayis, not because. Because everybody's Tamei Meis, right? Obviously, we can't get rid of that through going to the mikvah. The mikvah only helps for Baal Keri. So Baal Keri, right, Tamei Meis is allowed in Har HaBayis. He's just not allowed inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why people have the minog, whoever decides to go on Har HaBayis, so they go to the mikvah. That helps for the Baal Keri, not for the Tuma. Now, just to point out, the Gedolei HaPoskim really have poskins pretty much across the board that it's not a good idea. Because, you know, as much as the archaeologists know, you know, say they know where stuff is, this is bad. This is Nisarkarist, right, to go Tame, if someone was Tame going to the Beis HaMikdash, it's just not so worth it to really kind of play around with these things. Okay, Beseder, right, to each his own, there are definitely people who do go onto Har HaBayis. But anyway, so what does he do? What happens? He's a Baal Keri, right, and he has to go to the mikvah, right? So, and he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Right, but now, Baal Keri can't go into Har HaBayis. So how does he even get there? So what happens? Tovel, he goes to the mikvah, va'ochel, and he will eat the Korban Pesach that night. I mean, he is allowed to go to eat the Korban Pesach. Because Afal Pisha, Tzvul Yom, Eino Nichnas, even though a Tzvul Yom, as someone who is a Tzvul Yom, as a Baal Keri is not allowed to go on Har HaBayis. So Zeh Nichnas, this one is allowed to go into Har HaBayis, because he needs to finish his mitzvah procedure, so therefore Chazal waived, right, that din, as the Gemara says, "Mutav yavo ase sheish bokaris v'yidcha ase sheim bokaris." Right, let the iser ase, the failure to fulfill the mitzvah ase of bringing korban is korban pesach is going to get you karis. So that should push away the mitzvah ase that of a Baal Keri at Tzvul Yom that should not go on Har HaBayis. Right, we choose the more severe mitzvahs asay, and therefore the korban pesach wins out. From Rabbi Yochanan says, "Dvar Torah afil asay inbo." And Rabbi Yochanan says, "There's not even a mitzvah asay. There's not even a mitzvah asay for Baal Keri to avoid going on Har HaBayis. It's only the Rabbanan as Rabbi Yochanan holds." Shemar's pasuk says, "Vayamod Yoshefar b'kal Yudav Yishalayim b'beis Hashem lefnei Chatzer." Okay, Hachadasha. So my Chatzer Hachadasha. What does that mean? The new Chatzer. The new courtyard, shechishu bo dover, because they, not that it was new, right, it was old, right, at that point it was old, or yishofar, right, it had been built for a long time. So what's the chazer chadasha? It says shechishu bo dover, right, they were mechadish ha-halacha, v'amrun, they said, tul yom lo nichnas v'machnei levia, that a tul yom is not allowed to go to machnei levia. Again, the machnei levia is corresponding to the Har HaBayis. Okay, fine. So that was the din where Chazal were not, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Keri not going on Har HaBayis is din the Rabbanan. There, Chazal waived that din so that a Metzora could go finish his purification process and then partake of the Korban Pesach. Okay, Beis HaPras. What's the Beis HaPras? So that is a din the Rabbanan. Let's see. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Veshavin, right? Veshavin Veshel. Veshavin Veshel will agree, Shebodkin Lose Pesach, Veshavin Laochle Truma. That you can check a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a field. There are two types of Beis HaPras. Here we're talking about a field that was plowed over, and they're not sure if there are fragments of a body, and a person passed over. Let's say fragments of a body enough to make him tame. So here you can check the Beis HaPras. Basically, they would blow on the top layer of the dirt, and if you don't see any fragments of bones, then we assume that there's nothing there. So they would check that. Meaning that really, normally you can't. Meaning the Beis HaPras is a din d'rabbanan, but will allow someone for who's going to make the korban pesach, right, will allow them to check the Beis HaPras, even though Beis HaPras is your tame in d'rabbanan, to make sure. Right, that the person wasn't actually tame. Right, we won't allow that for someone who needs to eat truma. Right, he has to go. That person has to go around the Beis HaPras. Here, if a person is traveling to Yerushalayim to do the Korban Pesach, right, so, and we're concerned that they may walk through a Beis HaPras. So instead of going around, so he's allowed to blow on it. Right, even though it's tame midirabanan. So Chazal, again, did not insist on the dinder bar of a tumor of a Beis HaPras in the face of Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, "My Bodkin, what do you mean? What's this check? that you do. How do you do that? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Menapech Beis Apras V'Holech. You have a person allowed to blow on the ground, as I said before, and then you can just walk over it. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abaye Mishmeli Rabbi Yehuda Amar Beis Apras Shenidash Tohar. Again, he just says that simply the Beis Apras that was stepped on, that was trampled on by many people. So it's tohor, so you don't have to check that there's no bones. You can check whether people trampled on it, meaning you can just kind of check the track marks, and if there were a lot of people who passed through, so then if it was trampled, right, so then we assume that it was derabanan. And then, right, again, because we assume that the mistamef, a lot of people were walking there, so then either the bone fragments were pushed underneath, or they were pushed to the side, or maybe they were crushed under the boots of the people traveling over it. Okay, so that's the two ways to understand how you check it. Either you check for the bone fragments, or you check for the tracks to see if people walked over it. Okay, Hadron Halacha Isha, and now we move into the Perek of Misha Yatame, right? Again, this is the Perek that talks about Pesach Sheni. Again, just I guess we start the Mishnah, but the Misha Yatame over there, Kachoka, the Torah says specifically, gives two examples. Someone who's Tame or someone who's far away, right? And the Velo Yachalu also says a Pesach, they're not able to do the Kohen Pesach, so they do Pesach Sheni. So says the Mishnah, Misha Ahaya Tame Obederech Rechoka. Again, if a person Tame or too far away from Yishalayim, again, we'll have to define that. Velo also has a Rishon, and he didn't do Pesach Rishon. Yes, it's a Sheni. He should do Pesach Sheni. Shogago Nananas, if he missed it, Beshogeg or Beones, then it's important to define those two, but people usually confuse the two. Beones means there was an accident. That was, he was unable for whatever reason, something beyond his control. Shogeg is more negligent, meaning he didn't realize that it was Pesach, or he didn't realize he was Chayiv. So usually, let's say here, he doesn't realize he was Pesach. So then, Lo Av Lo also Sarishon, he didn't do the Pesach Rishon. So then also, Yaseh Sasheni, he should do Pesach Sheni. So Im Kein Amen Emar Tamei Oshahaya Derech Rechoka, meaning why does the Torah specify those two cases? She'ilu Peturim Me'akares, Ve'ilu Chayav Me'akares, because those two cases are Potter from Kares, if they missed Pesach Rishon, and the others are Chayev in Kares. We'll have to obviously define that, because how in the world could you be Chayev in Kares if you were Shogeg, right, and Ones, right? Now, obviously, that doesn't make any sense, right? The Gemara will talk about that. It's right, it was said. Hayev Bederech Rechoka V'Shachtu V'Zarku Alav. Let's say a person was far away. He was too far. He wasn't going to make it to the Beis HaMikdash, but he has a good friend in Yerushalayim, and they shechted and sprinkled the blood of the Korban Pesach for this guy. This guy is in Dubai. He's not going to make it, but sure enough, he has a good friend in Yerushalayim. He did shecht it. I mean, the question is, even though a person is Bederech Rechoka, obviously, Tommy is no good, right? He's unable to eat the Korban Pesach, but let's say a person was far away, theoretically able to eat the Korban Pesach, just too far. Is he allowed to opt in? Meaning, can he have someone do it for him? Right? Meaning, when we say the institution of Pesach Sheni for someone who's too far away, is that a lechachila? Or is that just because he missed it? Meaning, or can he opt in to the Pesach Rishon and not have to do Pesach Sheni? So if someone did this, i.e. shecht and sprinkle the Korban Pesach for someone who's too far away, Rav Nachman Amar Hutza, Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hutza. Rav Nachman says it works, and Rav Sheshes says it doesn't. Rav Nachman Amar Hutza, Rav Nachman says it works, because Michas Hu Dechas Rachman Alav, because the Torah is giving him a kula, right? The Torah has, quote, literally means mercy on him, but the Torah is helping him out, right? That meaning that he can't do it, so you can do Pesach Sheni. But imava tavalo bracha. But if he did Pesach Rishon, meaning he had a shliach, someone sprinkled and shechted for him, so that's great, right? So he just technically can't make it to eat it, but it's great that he appointed someone to do it for him. For Sheshes Amar, no, Sheshes says that's not the point here. He says lower roots, it doesn't work because midcha dechir rachmana ketame. No, the Torah is not giving you a way out. It's not helping you out by allowing you to Pesach Sheni. He's saying you're incapable. You're disqualified. You're just like someone who's tame. You're not allowed to do Pesach Rishon. It doesn't help if someone shechts and sprinkles for you. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, again, he said that it does work. Minah min Allah, how could I'll prove my shita? How do I know that it's true that it does work if you want to opt in? So that's not our Mishnah. Mishnah hayu tamei obederech rechoka, v'lo asas harishon. Yes, it's a sheni. Someone who was tamei, someone who was far away, and didn't do Pesach Rishon, he should do the second one. B'chal diboy of it, implying that if he wanted to, he could have. Rav Sheshes, Amar Lecha, Rav Sheshes says it doesn't work, he would say no. Yachi seifa, what about the second part of the Mishnah? The Katani says Shogeg or Nenas below also as a Rishon Yasas Hasheni. If it was Shogeg or an Ones, right, and he didn't do the first one, he should do the second one. Mid Katani below Asa Mechal Di Boy Avid. if you're telling me, right, if you tell me the same language of velo osa, right, he didn't do it, means he could have done it, right? The boy, if he could, if he wanted to, oh, but he could have done it. That doesn't make sense in the seifa. Hari shogeg v'rei ninas, right? A person missed it b'shogeg, or he missed it with an accident. What do you mean? How could you say in the seifa that if he was b'shogeg and he missed it, or he was ninas, there was an onus, there was an accident, and he didn't do the first one, but if he wanted to, he could have. What do you mean he wanted to? He could have. Right? He either didn't know it was Pesach, or it was an onus. He couldn't do it. So says Rav Sheshes, it must be, in the language of the Mishnah at the end, it proves this, it must be El Amazed Katani Behadayu, that we're missing a case in the Mishnah. It must be that we're including, we're talking about someone who is Mazed as well. So therefore, the Seifa is missing a case of Mazed. So too, the Reisha is also missing a case in the beginning, and therefore, and owning Katani Behadayu. And really, the Reisha is talking about Tame, Derech Urchoka, and an owning, and the owning has the one is the one who has the choice to do Pesach Rishon. And really, we're missing that. I mean, that's already that's how Rav Sheshes reads the Mishnah. And if the owning missed the Korban Pesach, right, he's allowed right to opt in. Even though the Mishnah didn't mention it, so Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says Mas Nisan Namadeka, and even makes sense. The language of the Mishnah makes sense. Though we're missing a couple of cases here. The Katani, because the end of the Mishnah says, as we pointed out, Elu Ptur Menikaris VeElu Chayav Menikaris. These cases are Pater from Karis, and these cases are Chayav. So the Gemara says, Ahaya, which cases are we talking about? Ile Mas Shogeg VeNanas. If you tell me you're talking about that if you're Shogeg or your Ones, if you're negligent or it happened by accident, then you have kares. What are you talking about? Shogeg venenas, make kares menu. You don't get kares for missing a mitzvah, b'shogeg or v'ones. It's elav amazed. No, it must be going on amazed v'one. That's someone who is amazed and someone who is an one. Right, that they're going to be chayef for kares. And it must be, again, the one has to do the Korban Pesach, right? And he didn't. That's considered to be amazing. Right, that's already a big chiddush. Again, Tosfos already talks about this, but okay, maybe that's it. Must be that there are these cases that are missing from the Mishnah. For Rav Nachman, what would Rav Nachman say? Well, Amar Lecha, what would he say? La'olam amazed l'chudayu. No, you're right that there is a case of mazed missing, but there's no oning case at all. It doesn't mention an oning. Just because the second part of the Mishnah is missing a case doesn't mean the first part of the Mishnah is missing a case at all. So therefore, we're missing omezid. That's how you explain the end of the Mishnah. But the first case is just to tell me, b'derech rechoka, right? Velo asa, and they didn't choose to do the Korban Pesach. Well, really, the b'derech rechoka, right? Tell me, he's not allowed to. But b'derech rechoka didn't choose. But according to Rav Nachman, he could opt in. And if we didn't do the boy lemaslisin chayiv, really, the Mishnah could have said again when Rav Nachman says that the Mishnah was missing the case of Mazid, it should have said Chayiv instead of Chayovin, right? Again, it's Elu Chayovin Beikares, but it should have said Chayiv because we're only talking about one case, i.e. the Mazid, but the Gedani Chayovin, and the only reason it says it plural is because i.e. the Tani Risha, Paturin Tani Sefer Bechayovin, because originally we said these cases, right? Elu Paturin Beikares, referring to all the cases in the Mishnah, these cases are part from Kares, really should have said Elu Chayiv Beikares. Right, and this one case of Mazid is Chayiv and Kares, but it said plural, Chayovin, just a parallel, the Pturin that we had said a moment ago. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see we go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.